Representative Costa.
Thank you very much, Secretary Vilsack, for your leadership, your focus, and your attention to what is a growing disaster, not only in California, but throughout Western states. As we know, the facing change in the climate, as you noted, and changes in precipitation and snowpack, we in California are facing a disaster that has the potential to devastate our economy and force many of my constituents out of work. And while we're all praying for rain, we need all the help we can in getting in responding to this crisis. Your announcement today of the $20 million in assistance, disaster assistance, is a good first step, and I like the fact that you said this is a first step. As a third-generation family farmer, I know all too well that even though my rain dance is well-practiced, I can't control the weather. And so between praying and dancing, that doesn't get the job done by itself. But as you noted, Mr. Secretary, California is the leading agriculture producer in the nation, producing over half the nation's fruits and vegetables, leading state in dairy and citrus production, and so many other wonderful good food products that are good for a healthy diet for all Americans at their dinner table. For a farmer, as we all know, as a third-generation farmer, every drop of water is precious. But in years like this, it can be the difference between keeping their employees on the payroll or forcing them to let them go. Or the difference in keeping the dairy that their grandparents purchased when they came to this country are forced to sell the cows. In my district, water issues have always had a human face. And as one said, in the West, water has always been contentious. As a matter of fact, whether or not it's accurate, Mark Twain supposedly once was quoted as saying that in the West, whiskey was made for drinking and water was made for fighting. And we have had those difficult challenges on water issues. But this initiative today, your announcement, Mr. Secretary, and this and the administration will help our farmers, ranchers, and livestock producers, as well as dairy producers, mitigate the impacts of this severe historical drought. We have not had this dry of time period in all of California's recorded history since we've been keeping records going back to the 1860s. That's how bad it is, and it follows on two other consecutive dry years. We simply have 13% of our average snowpack, 13% of our average snowpack, and our reservoirs that usually have 55 to 65% carryover water today have an average of 20% carryover water. So more than ever, we will be working this year to maximize these very, very limited resources available. These funds that you are announcing today, Mr. Secretary, we thank you for. We thank the President. It will give us more tools to be able to try to mitigate this catastrophe. Secretary Karen Ross, who I've worked with for years, is doing a terrific job working with Governor Brown to provide the leadership to manage the events that we are dealing with before they supersede our ability to control them. As we are on the eve of finally sending the President a farm bill, which Mr. Secretary, you and so many worked so hard on, it's important to note that without the farm bill, these types of actions would not be possible. Because of times like this, I have longed to support the EQIP program and other disaster assistance programs that offer a lifeline. And that's what we're really talking about right now, is a lifeline when disaster strikes. So once again, I'd like to thank Secretary Vilsack, President Obama, and the administration for this action. His call last Wednesday to Governor Brown about how we could work together better to deal with this roller coaster of a ride we're going to experience for the next 12 to 18 months is critical. When I shook the President's hand at the State of the Union, I said, Mr. President, I usually give him almonds because I grow almonds. I said, no water, no almonds. And he told me, we got a drought to work on together. Mr. Secretary, you're initiating that work. This is going to be a long road. There's no single solution. But I look forward to continuing to work with the administration and my partners in Congress to identify and act on measures that will help people in my home state as well as other Western states. And Lord knows we need to avoid politicizing this issue. We need to provide real bipartisan solutions that will help people of California and Western states. Thank you so very much.